I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose.
Hey. Hour number two here. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and make sure to mortgage confidently. You've got Mikey B and Pete the Body across the way on the side at the controls. AB with your updates. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose, at official Taz, at Mark Malusis with a C. Remember, 206 on Sirius, on XM, Sirius XM app as well. Same channel, all three platforms as we kick off hour number two, talking about the NFL draft. And come Thursday night, 8 p.m. to midnight, the Taz and the Moose NFL draft special. Biseglia's all fired up. We'll have James Ward on the board that day because I was talking with James the other day on Friday about it.
What, did I clear this? Do I know him?
Yes. I don't know if you met James before. I'm not sure if you have. But, yeah, good guy.
I'm sure he loves me.
I think he's worked every NFL draft night here for CBS Sports Radio. Okay. So Pete the Body will be home in his pajamas.
Palatial estate.
Right, his palatial estate, and he'll be watching the NFL draft.
Eating a big pretzel, guaranteed.
Right. No bogus, even though his presence will be felt during the course of our broadcast.
Who?
But I'm Andrew Bogus, AB.
Oh, AB, I know him.
So looking forward to the broadcast on Thursday night. Now,
fired up.
As a little birdie told me, maybe some here at CBS Sports Radio don't realize we're doing an NFL draft special on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a... Might have to have a little conversation with the big bosses about this.
Well, I mean, when you run through a list of where you can find all your NFL draft coverage...
You're going to go there, bro. Really, are you going to? Are you really going to do this to me? You really going to?
I was informed. I was informed.
I was informed, too.
Maybe
I heard
one of the hosts
from the
here
same
at birdie. Maybe one of the hosts at CBS Sports Radio ran through every place you could find all your NFL draft coverage. And
including a streaming radio host out of Sheboygan. And when we're doing a draft.
And Taz and the Moose was not mentioned.
Was not mentioned on this list. Yeah. We're just doing a little draft special on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 206, across everywhere, across the United States, streaming all over the place.
Right, all over the place, right.
Terrestrial radio, broadcast
Jones.
And we
love Sheboygan.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Sheboygan.
There's no better spot to play.
No.
Everything
was mentioned. ESPN,
but
all these
like
different platforms.
But we like to build people up here. You know, we build up.
On our show?
It's about team. It's not about I, right?
Yeah, that's what we are. We're all about team.
Right,
we're not about I.
Right.
You're damn
strength and numbers.
That's
we
right.
build up. You got something to promote. I mean, DA's eating some potato chips this morning. We'll promote it.
That's okay.
Right. I mean, Marash is going to eat 5 pounds of General Tso's chicken.
No problem.
We'll promote
we'll
it.
We'll get them over.
I mean, honestly,
that's what we do.
We'll promote it.
We have a cross-promote. I'm helping Al Dukes and Boomer and Gio. I did a little video gimmick with them.
No,
I help.
No doubt.
Of course, I had to promote Taz and Moose because they didn't, but that's how we do it here.
That's exactly right.
That's what we do.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
So we'll promote it all.
We will.
The only time that we have an issue is when other shows have taken issue with our show, whether what we do on our show, maybe throwing our producer, Mikey B, under the bus by bringing him in to try some Entenmann's donuts. Tempting him like he's like a mouse.
Yeah.
You attract him with some food, and then basically you snap his head.
You punch him in the back of the head.
Right.
That's
and then you
happened.
Punch him in the back of the head.
That was an enjoyable Thursday.
Yeah, that was right. Mikey
but don't
B
matter.
Still has flashbacks. So other than that, unless you attack our show,
right,
we build you up.
But see, this show wasn't attacked this time. Last time we were attacked.
This was not. This was just forgetting. Even after a promo was played going into
the show.
The tease. So think about that. So think about we're on the airways and we're doing a show and it's like, hey, Taz and the Moose NFL draft special coming your way Thursday night.
We have that promo, right? Can we maybe
Can we have that promo? Listen to the NFL draft Thursday night at 8 Eastern as Taz and the Moose host a special draft show on CBS Sports Radio.
Pretty selfish, but that's played before a lot of the shows here when they come back from break.
Right, that's pretty direct, right?
Yeah.
I mean, self-explanatory,
sure.
Right? But even after that was played, a list was ran down.
A big list, bro.
Of everywhere.
From what I understand.
Of where. So I heard the same thing. Of where you could go to listen to all your draft coverage.
I mean, like,
and
watch
not
or listen. And this show was not listed. No. Not listed. It's unbelievable.
Lack of respect.
It's unbelievable. It's okay.
Just a lack of respect.
I see what happens. And it don't matter. We're still... That motivates us on draft night this Thursday to bring the wood, knock it out of the park, score a touchdown, do all these cliche sports terms, kick ass, basically. We will do that 8 p.m. Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio, SiriusXM 206, NFL draft special. It's going to be phenomenal.
Do we give the host a benefit of the doubt? Maybe he or she forgot.
No, I'm not.
That's kind of messed up.
I'm not giving the benefit.
Was it a shot across the bow?
Well, because then you also got to look at the production team of said show too. I mean, they're playing the promos. Let's be honest. Come on,
right? That's fair. that is a fair point as well.
Come on, let's think about it. It's not just on the host.
Let's all build each other up, right?
Let's all work together.
I mean, that's what it should be, right?
We go all on our show here. We talk sports. We have fun. We promote all the great shows on CBS Sports Radio. The great hosts we have. All the talent. We go through this all the time. And we're doing an NFL special. Taz and the Moose, the new kids on the block. Give us some love.
Work hard.
No doubt. Mikey B, fair? I mean, is a fair critique?
He just threw up, Mikey B. Sick. He said something wrong with him. I don't know.
Very fair.
Fair.
Thanks, Mike.
Fair assessment.
Poor Mike.
But not surprising.
Mike just wants to go at home and lay under a comforter with Leon.
Mikey B looks pale.
Yeah, with Leon.
He's wearing a jacket.
That's what happens.
The body is wearing a jacket.
That's what happens when you spoon with a feline.
I don't think that's how I have no comment for that.
Spoon with a feline.
Well, I don't know. I didn't say anything wrong. Is that not dumpable? I didn't say anything wrong.
No, you did not.
I always see pictures of you
hugging the cat. I mean, during the NFL special this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, are you going to bring Leon to the special?
Yeah, I think he's doing the updates.
There are no updates that night.
That's right.
Fair point.
This is a big effing deal.
So we are fired up. We're going to talk some football, and we're going to do the draft.
Oh, draft special Thursday night.
It's going to be unbelievable.
It's going to be great.
It's all about the NFL.
I mean, it's
going to
be analysis, pick by pick, blow by blow.
Like nobody does it.
No, like right. I mean, like nothing you've ever heard before.
Not the typical trite stuff you people are so used to.
Coming Thursday night at 8 p.m. to midnight. Here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of which, it's so we had a book of hotels, right, for Thursday night. I found this to be intriguing because Taz dropped this on me and Mikey B last week, right?
So
Taz is, just so anybody knows, if you ever need somebody to book a trip for you and find
I have a good team. I have people.
Taz's team, if you ever need somebody on Taz's team to find a hotel.
Taz travel.
It does not matter. He'll find you the best rate possible. To the point where I'm, leave the show, driving home. By the way, this hotel on such and such street, the rate just dropped $10. It's time to book.
It's like I get alerts on this stuff.
So,
it's unbelievable.
So multiple emails have been sent. So a couple weeks ago, we finally got the clearance that we can get a hotel.
Yeah.
Because we're working Thursday morning 6 to 9.
Yeah.
And then we're doing 8 to midnight.
And I spend a lot of time. By the way, I spend a lot of time in hotel lobbies. And I know you love a piano bar
like I do.
That's kind of our shtick. We'll do that.
So we 8 to midnight, we got clearance from our boss, Eric Spitz, that we could get a hotel. Right? The rates were not all that great. But we found one that was doable. So we're going to have a place to
sleep.
We found one. We're going to have a place to sleep on Thursday night before we come back Friday morning and recap everything that we did on Thursday night. Right?
Non-stop work.
Non-stop, right? Yeah. So looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So Taz found the hotel.
Yeah.
I was like, great, fantastic. I called. Taz called, obviously. Mikey B called.
Yeah.
We have three rooms. We're not sharing rooms. Everything's good to go. Then last week, Taz goes, by the way, guys, I just want to let you know, I changed hotels. Wait, what? Well, I was perusing the area, and it's right near the Holland Tunnel, and it's a little bit of a seedy area. I go, what do you mean? Like, how bad?
Well, back in the day, I grew up in a rough neighborhood, but I'm kind of more poshy now.
I get it. Well, very intimidating. How bad? Like, there's hourly rates bad? Like, there's prostitutes hanging outside the hotel bed?
Hey there.
Like, how bad of an area are we talking about? Well, you know, my wife's going to be in town. Yeah. She likes to walk around. Well, it's not exactly... I would not say it's completely 100% safe. So, wait a second. So, 3 weeks ago when we booked this hotel, you basically sending Mikey B and myself texts that we have to book this hotel within minutes or the rate is going to change. Spitz gets on the email and says, book it now. Get it done. I'm calling to get it done. The hotel is booked for this Thursday night. And then a week out from the NFL draft special, Taz and the Moose, I thought we were all going to hop in an Uber after the show, cab, take a ride over.
What are you nuts? I would never be seen anywhere with you people after the show.
Get into the hotel and relax for 4.5 hours before we came back.
Go to the bar, lobby bar, have a little gin and tonic, maybe a side order of wings.
Taz basically drops the bomb on Mikey B that him and I are staying in a hotel that the surrounding area is not 100% great.
Well, the thing is this, in my defense, I ended up, because I'm a member of a lot of different high-end hotels, and it was booked weeks ago, and now it opened up. So there's an opportunity for yours truly to get in there. I tried to get you guys in there, but they wouldn't allow other reservations. And, my wife has, we have several rooms booked for my wife's people, our people.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we have a bunch
of
rooms booked.
Belies the point. The point is that you basically pulled the ripcord on the hotel that Mikey B and I were staying in, that we already booked a hotel in.
I know.
And you upcharged it. You went to another hotel, going to pay the difference. You went to a nicer, you are staying in a nicer establishment.
Well, it opened up.
Yeah. As Mikey B and I are staying in a hotel that's just outside the Holland Tunnel.
Dude, and your hotel is literally at the mouth of the Holland Tunnel.
Right.
Like, it's right there. You could walk right through the tunnel.
So, do you care about us, Taz?
Well, I do, but you got to understand, like, this is why I don't want the show to go to fly to the Super Bowl or fly somewhere, because it's awkward then, and then I'm sitting up front, you guys are sitting in the back, and it's an awkward thing. I don't want that to happen either. You know what I mean when I say up front?
Yes,
you know what that means, right?
I understand. You're more important.
I didn't say that.
I got it.
I got a lot of clout with the airlines. I got clout with travel.
Yeah. You got to remember how this came down. It was a passing statement after our 35-minute meeting with our boss, Eric Spitz, breaking down that day's show. Was basically, we're walking out. By the way, boys, I changed hotels for next Thursday night, just to let you know. I go.
One more thing to add to that?
Yeah.
I think I got yelled at because I initially booked it on the phone. It was like, no, the better rate is through the app. You need the app to save the $17.
You guys suck. Is there anything private?
No, there's nothing private.
I had to tell you, and then I forgot.
By the way, nice job parking this morning. I know that.
Oh, you noticed that?
I did notice that.
Yeah, that was a bad
nice job.
Took about 4 spots up.
Nice job.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, bro. Did you get a spot?
Right. I told my wife that, and she's like, really? She goes, where are you staying? I go, honestly, I have no idea.
In the Holland Tunnel,
honestly,
honey.
I'm not 100% sure what hotel it is, but...
Taz is at a nicer place.
I'm pretty sure I've stayed at this hotel before.
You have?
It's a little rough. Yeah, you might want to bring a flapjack or a blackjack or some kind of a weaponry for the NFL draft special.
Listen, as long as your wife and you and your wife are great.
We have a bunch of people, though. It's like we have people from out of town that are coming in town. So
as long as you care about them above and Mikey B.
I'm all about family, Boos.
That's great. I feel Mikey B and I really feel part of the family.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We really feel part of that inner circle.
We can't fly anywhere. Driving, for you to think I'd get in an Uber with you people is hysterical, by the way. I go Uber Black.
Well,
great brand, by the way.
Well,
Uber.
Listen, you didn't have to go in the Uber with us. It would have just been nice before, when you were going through that decision-making process of changing hotels, if you gave us a heads up like you gave us a heads up when the rates were at a discount.
Well, I know. I probably could have handled it better. I could be a little
pig-headed. Just a passing shot, by the way, I've switched hotels. I'm staying at the Four Seasons. The company has picked up the tab. enjoy said such and said hotel right at the mouth of the Lincoln Holland Tunnel.
The thing is this. Real
I thought
quick.
It was the Ritz. You sure?
The thing is, when I made the move,
yeah.
I did speak to our boss, Eric Spitz, because I happened to bump into him. And then he said, yeah, no, just make sure you talk to the boys about it, I mean, the team here. Yeah, no, I will. And I forgot for 2 days to tell you guys. And then we're walking into a meeting with Eric Spitz, and I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot to tell these guys. What if Eric says something? Now, you know, I look like I withheld information.
Right.
That's why I was like, oh, by the way, guys, I'm staying at the Gibbons Furnham Hotel while you guys are at the dump. And then we walked in the room with Eric.
Fantastic.
That's why that happened.
Thank
the timing.
You.
It was off a little bit. Another kind of, it felt douchey by me, but it wasn't meant that way.
We'll get into the latest NFL draft rumors. No, I appreciate it, Taz. No, listen, you're well within, you do, whatever. It
we're
all
gonna,
works.
We're going to have a great NFL draft special.
No
it doesn't
doubt.
Matter.
I can't wait. And then afterward, we'll see how it goes. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. We'll get into the latest rumors around the NFL draft. Is it going to be a crazy Thursday night? Well, if you're listening to us, you know it will be. 8 p.m. to midnight, yeah. And where else are you going to listen? 206 on Sirius, 206 on XM, 206 app as well. Great affiliates across the country, Pillar to Post, and that comes your way on Thursday night. We'll give you a little feel in terms of what we expect.
Wow.
Latest rumblings and rumors next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
The NFL draft is almost here, and nobody covers it better than the NFL Network. Go behind the scenes and into all 32 war rooms as the stars of tomorrow are selected. The 2018 NFL draft starts April 26th on NFL Network and on Fox. 855-212-4CBS, your number to call. We'll get into some of the latest rumblings and rumors with the draft come Thursday night. We'll do that after the update. Here's AB. Good morning, Andrew.
Guys, good morning. Your update's brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. Get a home to get home to get realtored. If you want to avoid a 3-1 hole in your playoff series, get yourself a Giannis, John Wall, or LeBron James.
155 to go. Cavaliers 99, Pacers 95. Here goes LeBron, spins down the lane, lights it up and lays it in. He roared right around Bogdanovich to give the Cavaliers a 1-1. 95 lead.
John Michael, Cavs radio. The Cavs blew another double-digit lead, but this time they won in Indy 104-100 to tie the series at 2. LeBron finished with 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists. Kyle Korver adding 18, including 2 late threes. John Wall scored or assisted on 10 of the Wizards' final 14 points, all after Bradley Beal fouled out to beat the Raptors 106-98, 27 points and 14 assists in the end for Wall. And Giannis down the Celtics in Game 4 in Milwaukee.
Maker at the high post. Hand back to Brogdon. Dribble penetration to the rim. The floater is no good. Tipped up and in! Giannis tips it! 104-102. Bucks lead. 5 seconds to go in the game.
Ted Davis on Bucks Radio. 104-102 the final after whichever Morris twin plays for the Celtics missed a jumper at the buzzer. Game 5 in this series tomorrow night. Game 5
Markeith.
In Cleveland and if you say so. And Toronto is on Wednesday.
Markeith.
Tonight it's Houston in Minnesota and Utah hosting Oklahoma City with the Rockets and Jazz looking for 3-1 leads. Round 2 in the West on ice is now set. The Predators closed out the Avalanche 5-0 in Game 6 in Colorado. They'll play the Jets next. And the Penguins advancing with an 8-5 win in Game 6 in Philly. Jake Gensel scoring 4 times for Pittsburgh. Sunday Night Baseball, the Dodgers trailed the Nationals 3-0 entering the bottom of the 6th.
Here's the pitch. Fly ball center field. A long run for Taylor. Way back, and it is off the wall. Bellinger head first, slide to second. He is safe. Grandal comes in to score, and the Dodgers have tied it at 3.
Charlie Steiner, Dodgers radio. L.A. took the lead in the 7th on Corey Seager's sack fly, the 4-3 final, their 6th win in 7 games. Shohei Ohtani threw a bullpen session 90 minutes before yesterday's 4-2 home loss to the Giants. Ohtani and his blister scheduled to start tomorrow night against Houston. And Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant seems to be okay after taking a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to the face yesterday in Colorado.
Hate when that happens.
No signs of a concussion. Chicago won the game 9-7. And updating last week's non-story, Pro Football Talk says the Patriots expect Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski to play the coming season. Part of their frustration, however, connected to the still unexplained Super Bowl benching of Malcolm Butler. Guys?
Oh, hold on, AB.
Please, yes, I'm here.
I'd like to take a little vote amongst men here. Who was it who got hit in the face with a fastball?
Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant.
How fast was it going?
96.
So what's the deal? Maybe we could put a poll up for the men that listen. No disrespect to the great women who listen to the Taz and the Moose show. And all the men here. We take a little poll. Would you rather get, how fast was the ball going?
96.
Would want to get hit with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball in the face or in the yam bag? Where are we going? I'm just curious. Moose around the room.
Yeah, I'd pass.
No, you got to take one.
Probably the face.
Okay. Jawline area, maybe? Cheekbone city? You have a large head, maybe not the head. Probably that the could be a problem.
I don't know.
Okay.
Face at some, not in the eye. Don't want to go blind.
In the cheek, right?
Don't want to die.
I hear
you. Yeah.
You break your nose a little bit tougher. Your
I mean,
nose
if we're
up.
Picking, though, can it graze my ear? But you said in the face. I'm going to take one down south. So I'm not going to die.
You're
from
going
that.
Yam bag joints.
I don't want to lose my eyesight. I don't want to have a concussion. I don't want to die. So okay. I'll avoid the head.
AB.
Yeah.
Thanks. Mikey B, what do you got?
We'll go down south.
We're going yam bag. And what do you got there, Pete?
Yeah, down south. I'm with Bogus. I don't want to die.
Yeah, I'd rather be hit in the tuchus, which is the rear end, but
that's not an option.
I know, but I'm just giving you what I would rather.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah. I'd rather not get hit if we're playing.
Okay.
Rather win the lottery.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'd rather I give more depth.
I'm more of a conversation.
No, you got to answer it.
You do have to answer. You could have given me more depth. You didn't give me any depth.
Well, I gave you. What do you want me to tell you? Which bone I'd like to get hit in the face?
Well, yeah, you can't just see the face is different. There's a nose, there's an eye, there's a tooth.
You start the conversation. I'd like to get hit in the rear end. Okay, so would I.
So you're admitting
I'd like to get hit in the rear end.
You want
to
get hit in the ass. Right.
Yeah.
So, I think that if you get hit in the yam bag, it's probably the best spot as opposed to the face. So we'll put up a poll. The social media team will handle that. I'm just curious on that. That's good.
Yeah, no, listen. It's
good conversation for men.
Two awful options.
Well, that's
there are no winners.
There are no winners.
There really are no
winners. I just made me think of that when you said that Chris Bryant got hit in the face.
Right. So. You'd either get hit in the face or you can't go to the bathroom the rest of your life.
Well, if you're wearing a cup, it could be worse.
No cup.
Oh, no cup.
No cup.
I'm fine.
No protection.
No problem. I'll go no cup.
No protection.
Believe it or not, cup.
You will not be able to perform as a man the rest of your life.
That's not true. You get
hit by a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, you're not getting it.
That's not true.
You'll not be able to go to the bathroom.
I think you are. It depends where it hits you. But the thing, if you wear a cup.
Straight on.
If you wear a
98-mile-an-hour fastball.
Ew!
Straight on. Step up. No cup.
Well, let me tell you about the cup, though. Let me finish. It hurts more if you wear a cup. It does.
But you're protecting yourself.
So now we're going no cup.
Yeah, no cup.
All right. I'll take it.
Is the ball exploding as well? Why do we have all these different...
No.
Hey, Bob!
And no
this
cup.
This is the things that happen.
Shrapnel.
No.
That's it.
AB, you can listen to the Taz and the Moose draft special this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You know, it wasn't on the list of options I was given recently of all the different ways to see it here, so let me see what I can do about that.
Yeah, and it probably will not be by said host. That's my feeling.
We are going to have a great draft special.
I was going to watch it on NFL Network/Fox, as you told me coming out of break, because no one covers it like them.
You know what we should do to play it out? What we should do is we should get a former pitcher and have Biseglia get drilled in the head and Bellotti get drilled in the groin and see exactly where that takes us.
Oh, there has to be a paycheck coming my way.
We'll sign on the dotted line.
Tell Eric Spitz to get
on that. Taz will dip into his bank account. He loves to tell us how wealthy he is. He'll put a grand on the line for each of you.
Yeah.
$1,000 each. We get a former pitcher. We can find him.
We get C.J. Nikowski. He's sitting in the family. Yeah. Right. Still technically
line up 60 feet away. Biseglia takes one in the noggin and Bellotti one in the groin and see exactly what the after effects are.
And the winner gets a day at Taz's estate.
Right. Yeah, and you got to sign a release, though, that you can't touch anything at my estate.
Well, that won't work at all.
You come to the compound, that's
Bellotti,
how it works.
I'll draw a circle in the driveway. You just stand in
Bellotti
the circle.
Bellotti wants a solid 3.5 minutes alone with the belt.
David Burns at Hey David Burns.
It's not over 3.5. All he needs is 3.5.
We got a little Twitter,
and a little privacy.
Twitter interaction. at Hey David Burns said a 96 mile an hour fastball, face or yambag, face all day long, cheekbone. He said David Burns says cheekbone.
There you go. Very nice.
I'll bring in R.A. Dickey for this.
Oh, yeah, it's a little knuckleballer throwing the ball 78 miles an hour.
There you go.
That's exactly right. There you go.
Well, I'm talking change ups. We're talking heaters.
Very nice. That is the heat for R.A. Dickey.
No, I know.
He doesn't know. But yes, well, there you go. So face or the groin. All right. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Everyone's got a little bit of a, we just were, last week, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the Andre the Giant documentary on HBO.
Yes, sir.
Did you see that Baker Mayfield, new documentary series, Behind Baker, Facebook Watch.
Jesus. Facebook Watch, here's the thing with Facebook Watch. I've talked about this. I kind of know those folks a little bit. They're looking for any kind of hot new content they can put out there. So I get why they're going after a guy like Baker Mayfield. They want to jump into the NFL draft deal and all of the buzz. They look at it like, Facebook looks at it like, well, who is the hottest, from popularity perspective, name coming out of the NFL draft?
Yeah.
Well, it's Baker Mayfield,
yeah, no
right?
Doubt.
Okay, for mainstream people. Now, with Facebook, your reach will become insane. Facebook Watch is a newer deal. We've talked about it here before on the show. And the thing is, I personally don't think that Baker should be doing this. I just don't. I just think, just get put on a team first. Just chill right now. You get what I'm saying?
Right, and I understand Facebook Watch is looking for people and clicks and viewership, and Mayfield is the hottest candidate. I just look at... at him doing this, I think for him right now, less is more. I don't think putting out a documentary is the right timing for it. I think you establish yourself in the National Football League. You establish yourself as a starter. You establish yourself as a elite-level quarterback, franchise quarterback. Then you can go and do whatever you want, Tom, Dick, and Harry, right? You could do anything you'd like. But at this stage... with the questions surrounding him, as one NFL executive, unnamed that is, saying, I like Mayfield's talent the best. I don't love his attitude. His attitude is the worst amongst the top four candidates, conceivably speaking, in Thursday night's first round of the NFL draft. That would be a reservation for me if I'm an NFL team and then all of a sudden he's got a documentary that's launching on Facebook Watch called Behind Baker. Regardless of what he has to say in it, I just don't think it's the time for it to be doing it.
No, I agree, man. And, I assume that he'll probably have the cameras will be there shooting him at the draft. I'm sure that'll be part of it. It'll probably be a very cool documentary. I'm assuming he had other suitors that maybe wanted him, like ESPN or whoever, to shoot him or NFL Network and pay him and his people to shoot them, maybe to shoot him also. But Facebook Watch, Baker's a younger guy. He's coming out of college, so this younger generation realizes that this is not the topic, but just for a quick side note, like that's kind of where how people are going to watch video content is going to be going forward is what's happening now, like Netflix and Hulu and obviously Facebook Watch, as opposed to like our generation or like, back in the day, you just put the TV on.
Yeah.
That's still going to be around. TV's not going nowhere.
No,
but
it's not going anywhere.
But it's different.
Right,
it's like podcasting in the radio world, the difference,
Cord cutters, everything digital. Right. It's a different world. And I get for embracing that. I mean, Taz, you have to adapt and adjust to the time. And I'm not faulting Mayfield for saying,
me neither.
The timing of it.
I agree with you, dude.
And people are going to say, let him do what he wants. Well, that's all well and good, but why present this when NFL teams say have concerns, right, about your persona, about the comparisons of the past to Johnny Manziel? This does not help those concerns. This helps foster even more concerns because this makes it about I and not the team.
Right.
Listen, you need to have individual success. He needs to be great in order to be a franchise quarterback. And when he has success, everybody is successful around him. We all get that aspect, right? So there's a sense of individuality within the team concept. But he is trying to snuff out any fears about him wanting to be a star more than a franchise quarterback, where football is the driving force. this fosters and continues to foster the concerns around him. That's the issue at hand.
It does. And the thing is, why is Facebook doing this now? Well, same reason why anybody would. They don't. Right now, he's a hot topic. What if he's a bust? Then Facebook will have no interest in doing anything with him. So you want to grab these guys coming out of college now while there's you don't have a crystal ball. You don't know what their future holds, what team is going to go to. That adds to people wanting to watch this on Facebook, you know. And
he's a draw. I mean, he is a distinct personality.
He is.
He'll tell you how great he is. He doesn't care what you think about him. He's going to go out and try and beat you. So there is the draw and the natural star power of Baker Mayfield, and that's why Facebook Watch wants to get aboard.
Absolutely.
I mean, they don't want to get aboard with Josh Rosen or Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, and follow him around Wyoming. Nobody cares. People want to watch Baker Mayfield because Baker Mayfield is a combustible character. People have a reaction. If you're one of these media outlets, you want to get involved with a guy that somebody cares one way or the other about. Either you hate him or you love him, but you're going to watch him.
Well, he also He also has mainstream awareness. People that are not football fans know who he is, for the most part. Right. I'm not saying he's a household name like LeBron James. Maybe not yet. Obviously not yet, I should say. But he still has a lot of mainstream awareness. Guys and girls in his age world know who he is. Even if they don't watch college football, they don't know Oklahoma football, they don't know nothing.
Right.
They know who Baker Mayfield is.
And sometimes I use my wife as a litmus test of that. She'll watch NFL football. She loves the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA. She'll watch some things with me, right, in games. She's not a huge college football fan. I do Rutgers in the fall, so watch some of the Rutgers games, the ones that I'm doing.
I have an idea.
She asked, this past fall with Oklahoma, this past couple with Baker Mayfield's star on the rise, and she hasn't watched really an Oklahoma Sooners game. She asked me, who the hell's Baker Mayfield?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And she is not locked in to college.
She knew his name. But she heard his name.
His name in conversation, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it might be.
Maybe because you're blasting sports on every TV in your house nonstop. Who's this name? I picture your house with radio, the kids screaming, sports are on everywhere. Well, I have to watch more sports.
That's exactly right. You got the game. You got the game on one TV, right? You've got the satellite radio going, and then you got the ponies on another TV. And my wife's like, we got to get out of the house on the weekend.
And of course, the satellite radio is 206. CBS Sports Radio.
Yes.
But here's the thing. What about this whole Rutgers football thing? What's the deal with that? So you're doing a little play-by-play action? What are you doing? Reports?
No, pre and post game host.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
You do this at the games?
Yeah, on the home games there.
You got
on
a little
the
juice there, huh?
What do you mean a little juice?
Well, you got some pull, right? With the school, with the football program.
I wouldn't say I have tremendous pull.
Sounds like you got a little pull. I saw it in your Twitter handle. I have my people tell me. What I'm getting at is something for Taz and the Moose to show. Maybe we do a little remote one day from.
I would love to do that
from the campus in the morning.
We should do that
from the football.
I'd love to. Would you travel down there?
Well, I could do the show from my house you're there.
Travel down? Sports.
We got to talk about travel with the company, but yeah, I'd have to have some transportation provided. But yeah, I would definitely be interested in doing that.
I'm excited about that. We should have Taz and the Moose Roadshow.
Well, yeah, maybe once in a while, you know.
No, we should do that. Get out and meet the nation.
But I don't know about that part.
Why not?
Yeah, I've met the nation in my wrestling days.
Let's get out there, Taz.
It's not what you think.
Let's get out there.
Let's get out there. You get out there, and I'll do it from home.
No, come on out.
I want to go to a Rutgers football camp. We'll do a show. Maybe do a show in the morning from camp.
I'd love to do that. You know who's going to join us tomorrow? Former Scarlet Knight.
Who?
Ray Lucas.
Oh, QB Jones.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little Jets. Going to talk a little draft.
Nice.
Going to talk to Lukey Lou tomorrow.
Lukey Lou. Ray Lucas is one of your buddies from SMY. What are your fancy TV friends?
And from Rutgers.
Yeah,
he's Rutgers the analyst guy on Rutgers Radio.
I'm very, very well aware. So, yeah, maybe we do, after we get it to, once it's the college football season, I know they're doing spring ball now.
Right.
Maybe once camp comes around, summertime city, maybe we take a little trip to Rutgers, do a little show in the morning.
I'd love to do
live
that.
Remote. I'm sure our boss, Eric Spitz, he'd come along.
Oh, no
Maybe
doubt.
Not come along. Maybe he would just set it up.
He'd drive down. He lives in the Garden State. Oh, no, he doesn't.
He moved last week. Yeah.
No. I made that mistake. Right. I'm thinking about
that's somebody. Your old boss.
No, yeah.
That's your SNY right. boss.
No, that's Chernoff lives in Jersey.
Who?
Chernoff lives in Jersey.
Oh, Mark Chernoff.
Right.
Got it.
Eric lives in upstate, upper Westchester County.
Mark Chernoff. I just want to make sure I know which one.
Program director, WFAN.
Right.
Let me make sure.
Got it.
Everyone's,
I understand.
You are a mock.
Eric Spitz, program director of CBS Sports Radio. So, yeah, maybe he'll come down. By the way, if Baker Mayfield has video now, when are Taz and the Moose going to get video, Taz?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
When are we getting this? When is this happening?
I don't know. My people were told some things weeks ago, and it didn't happen. And my people are not happy. Let's just leave it. So if my people aren't happy, it helps the Moose. That's it helps you.
855-212-4CBS. So we're not getting it. That's
basically it. I guess not. I guess my people were lied to.
Mikey B, any word?
I shaved. I
no
look
word.
Good.
Will you watch? Good. Will you watch? Yeah.
No one's got better hair than the Moose.
Will you
put his
you.
Ass on video?
Will you watch Behind Baker on Facebook Watch, Biseglia?
Yes.
There you go.
Biseglia looks miserable. He's so sick.
He looks terrible.
Keep him away from me. What's going to happen when we have the meeting later in the Heatmeister's office with the heat
nice
and his
today.
Germs? What's that?
The heat sounds nice.
Yeah, but I don't want you in that smaller areas with me. I want to stay away from you.
You have an issue with the timing of Mayfield's documentary, and Jim Mora Jr. just can't shut up about his former quarterback.
He's annoying.
We'll talk about that next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, Two and More is brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who is doing more for his team. How about LeBron James? The Cavs star scored 32 points and grabbed 13 rebounds to lead his team past the Pacers 104-100 in Game 4 of their first-round playoff series in Indiana. So LeBron James clearly doing more as the Home Depot. CBS Sports Radio is toll-free line 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Did you see what Jim Mora Jr. had to say regarding his former UCLA quarterback, and that is Josh Rosen, in a couple of tweets over the course of the weekend yesterday? Tweet one, those that question at Josh Rosen and his toughs. Why can't he just say toughness, but says toughs.
What is that?
Competitiveness and love of the game are so far off anything I've seen in 6+ years knowing this man. He's the real deal. He has it all. He will be a great one, and he will win championships. I've had the amazing fortune of being around 24 members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I believe we may see Josh Rosen enshrined one day. A lot of work to do, a lot of games and championships to win, but he has all the qualities to do it. Good luck, my friend. And then linked it up with at Browns, Giants, Jets, and at the NFL. Now, as we discussed last month, Jim Mora Jr., right, had some late March comments in which he said he relied on the fit and saying that that's why he would put Sam Darnold in Cleveland, yeah, as compared to Josh Rosen. I'll tell you this. If Jim Mora Jr. now, he's defending his player after kind of throwing his player under the bus and saying that he always questions, maybe he's gave the impression maybe a little bit too smart for his own good, always asking why, like my three-year-old son Paul, right? So I guess my issue is, if you really believe Rosen is everything and a can of corn, right? It is everything to you.
Right.
And
right.
Is this great of a player, then why wouldn't you just come out and say that to begin with?
Yeah, I know. It's odd. I mean, I feel like he's trying to
Make up for the misstep of last month.
Or he feels guilty about what he said. Or maybe someone said, you know, that wasn't right. You did that. I mean, a lot of people in the media, like us, kind of went at him a little bit. Maybe he felt guilty. I mean, he even in the tweet that you read, Mora actually put a picture up of him when he was coaching at UCLA with Rosen, both of them arm in arm, like on the sideline, like, you know, which I think it's great when a head coach has a great bond with their quarterback on any level, high school, college, pro, it don't matter. I think it's very important. That's why it was a little surprising when we saw, you know, Mora talk so positively more about, you know, Sam Darnold than he did about Rosen, to your point. So I think he just feels guilty, maybe. I mean, I could be wrong. It's just my opinion. It just seems like that. I mean, usually this guy, Mora, he says something stupid. Maybe he's being stupid. Maybe he's being sarcastic. I don't think he is. I think he's just, maybe he feels guilty.
Well, maybe he does, and that could very well be the case. But then why wouldn't you then, if you're the UCLA coach and a guy committed to you, and you mentioned that if Josh Rosen could have come out after his freshman year, he would have been the number one overall pick, why would you use the lame excuse of fit when it comes to Rosen and Darnold? Now, Taz, I don't know exactly where you feel about giving my feel. I think if you are a great quarterback, an immortal quarterback, a franchise quarterback, you're going to be great.
Yep.
Right? You're going to be great no matter where you go. Now, a team might have an issue building around you. I get that. I understand it. But if you have all the qualities to be a great quarterback, I really believe, in essence, that you will be a great quarterback. So if he really feels that Rosen, it should not be about fit in Cleveland. If he believes that he's the real deal, he has it all, he's going to be a great one, he's going to win championships, then that's what he should have said to late March and not falling back on the lame excuse of fit,
yeah,
why he said Darnold over Rosen in Cleveland.
No, I think you make a great point, Moose, and I agree with you. You know, because it's a bad look to do something like that where you're, it makes it look like you either got sour grapes or you're bitter at him, or maybe you never had a good relationship with him from the beginning. You get people speculating, and nevertheless, it's UCLA. He's a UCLA guy, and you're talking about a USC quarterback. You know, we talked about that when it happened. So that whole thing is odd in itself, too. You know what I mean? So,
well, and regardless of how it ended, Taz, Rosen believed in Mora, right? Rosen had other opportunities, could have played Division I schools, was a high-level high school quarterback prospect when he entered college football, was well thought of. It's not like this is the first time we've all heard the name Josh Rosen. We've heard the name of Josh Rosen for 4 years. So why would you not, even if it ended poorly, even if he did not realize his potential, even though you got fired at UCLA, why would you not defend a guy that committed to you that said, I want to go to battle with you
right
every single Saturday and play for UCLA and represent the Bruins? I think if it's a case of it shows poor character of Jim Mora Jr. more so than anything else. And I think it shows maybe a little bit of emotion, maybe a little bit of a case where he's, you know, it's unfortunate the way that it ended. Who knows about the relationship? He could portray it any way he wants it right now. But I'll tell you this, Taz, if I was in a similar situation, I was a coach, and I got a guy to commit to me, you best believe, just like a son, I would want the best for him moving forward.
I totally agree. No matter what happens behind closed doors or at practice during his time at that school, not that there was any negative, we don't know that. I also think it's a case where Jim Mora might be a little bored. I mean, he's not coaching right now. You know, the guy's not coaching anywhere.
Not doing anything.
He'd be getting prepared right now. He'd be in, you know, spring ball. He'd be getting his team ready, you know, if he was coaching someplace. So the guy's probably bored. Stay off Twitter, I guess. Actually, don't stay off Twitter. It makes for a good story.
Or hop on the NFL Network or do anything of the like. But what it's setting up for on Thursday night, Taz.
Should get him on our draft show, by the way.
Yeah.
Get you more? What do you think, Mikey B? Wake up, Mike. He looks like he's just death warmed over. He looks horrible, this poor kid.
I don't think we should.
Why? Yeah. We've talked too negatively about him? Moose hasn't really. Well, Moose has, not me. I've been nice about him.
It doesn't work structurally for me.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know it was the Mikey B show. My bad.
8 p.m. 8 p.m. to midnight Thursday night. What it's setting up for, though, Taz, is it's going to be an amazing first round of the NFL draft.
Oh, God, yeah.
With the potential of maybe trades, maybe the Giants trade back, maybe they draft a quarterback, maybe they draft Saquon Barkley. What do the Browns do with the number one overall pick? You have two New York teams in the top three selections. That always adds a little bit of intrigue. The Buffalo Bills, your squad, looking to trade up. As we are, you know, less than 4 days away
from the
start of the NFL draft, it's going to be a fascinating Thursday night and a must-watch and a must-listen to right here on CBS Sports Radio, 8 to midnight, Taz and the Moose NFL Draft Special.
It's going to be huge. Great opportunity for us and for fans of our show to listen to us, spread the word, more of our show, and get talking the NFL draft. It's going to be great, and this draft's going to, what's Cleveland going to do? We're going to get the answers this Thursday. What's Cleveland going to do at 1-4? Will they still have the fourth pick? We don't even know that.
And an update on our poll. 96-mile-an-hour fastball coming at you. Where would you rather get hit, face, or in the groin? Right now, groin is leading the way. 51-49%.
Yeah, see, we call it yambag, actually. We don't call it groin. That's a medical term.
NBA playoff reaction next. Taz the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.